We're at Commodity Classic talking now with Charlie O'Brien with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Of course, most folks are aware. They put out a lot of surveys and work with those that are bringing the machinery to the marketplace. And Charlie, let's first talk about the latest report. What's it showing?
You know, trends are continuing to be downward overall. Certainly downward, you know, double digits in terms of the large horsepower tractors, combines, four-wheel drive tractors are all down. The bright spot is the smaller equipment, smaller tractors. And so they're showing some gains in that area. So those are positive trends. And certainly some of the equipment that's going into the dairy area, you know, showing very positive trends as well. So that continues. But overall, you know, it's a kind of a continuation in terms of what happened halfway through last year, where we saw things kind of drop off the table there for a while. So, and you know, that was a result of, you know, Section 179, the uncertainty around 179. Also, obviously, the commodity prices going down, net farm income going down. So we had a kind of perfect storm coming together in terms of some negative things happening in the industry overall. That's continuing through this year, so it's not a surprise for us to see that, you know, down, you know, double digits in some of the higher horsepower equipment that's out there. But I think the reality is when you look at it from a historical perspective, the last 5 years have been pretty darn good years, and we were at pretty high levels of equipment sales. So even though we're down, you know, at, you know, double digits in certain areas, it's still at a not too bad a level. But there's an adjustment. So everybody has to make an adjustment overall in terms of what the production is based on what the demand is right now. And I think we'll see that. We were doing some survey here at Commodity Classic, actually, and trying to say, okay, what's everybody think in terms of how long we're going to be at this part of the cycle? And, you know, it's mixed. Everybody's, you know, has differing opinions. But I think that overall, you know, people are looking, you know, 2015 will be about the same where we're at, kind of the reduced from where we were last year. 2016, there's some optimism coming through in 2016, and then more people are probably saying 2017. So, you know, it's a quick survey. Don't know how it looks, but anyway, that's what the people here at Commodity Classic are saying.
All right, so as we look at a number of factors, but I guess a couple ways to look at it. One, obviously commodity prices may concern some issues with some people, but again, the last 5 years, really, we did a lot of updating. So as we look at the figures, they may be skewed. When you look at the overall picture, we're in pretty good shape.
Well, I think so, and I think the reality is that, you know, we're fortunate to be in the industry that we are. We've certainly got cycles. We've certainly got some volatility, but you look at it in a longer term perspective. From a longer term perspective, it's a really, really good picture, and we have, you know, we're fortunate that we help make food. And, you know, the food demand continues to go up and up and up. So if you look at it on a longer-term basis, longer-term trend, we're in really, really good position. I think we'll continue to sell a lot of equipment over time. And I think as we get through with, you know, some of the cycle things that we're in right now, as well as because we sold so much new equipment, there's a lot of used equipment in the marketplace too. Well, there's a little bit of a bottleneck there as dealers are getting the used equipment through the getting their inventory through the sales cycle. So that'll clean out as well. So it's just part of the cycle. But from a long term perspective, it's a really good picture.
Sure. And then just quickly, as we look, as you say, you know, the smaller equipment, smaller tractor, smaller horsepower, selling pretty well. Do you think that might be a long term trend as we see maybe that next generation wanting to maybe become that new generation of a gentleman farmer, if you will, and so we may have a lot of small sales, and then maybe some key of that bigger, that four-wheel drive equipment, those bigger combines as we look down the road.
Yeah, I think as you look at the smaller horsepower tractors, certainly less than 40 horsepower, and then even 40 to 100, you know, as you say, a lot of that's going into the kind of the weekend farmer and doing that sort of work, which is good. And I think if you track what's going on with the general economy as a whole, and then you look at the smaller horsepower tractors, that'll track very closely with what the perception is in the overall economy. So if the things in the general economy with consumers are going well, I think you'll see the small horsepower equipment moving pretty well also. The larger equipment is certainly tied to net farm income very closely. So, I, you know, two very, you know, pretty easy barometers to look at, actually.
Charlie, thanks for the update.
Oh, you bet, Ken. Appreciate it.
Charlie O'Brien with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers has joined us from Commodity Classic. I'm Ken Rogers.